Hello and welcome to Simply Save podcast from Money Control. I'm your host, Keetana Tiwari. Last year in September, we saw that depositors of PNC Bank received a shock as RBI suspended the bank's operations and placed restrictions on withdrawals, and it left many depositors in a lurch, and the crisis even claimed several lives. RBI has been slowly easing the restrictions on the withdrawals, but the bank will still be under a moratorium until December 22nd. Unlike the Yes Bank's case where RBI swooped in and saved it, PNC has not received a similar rescue operation. Apart from PNC, there are 44 other banks that are placed under moratorium in 2020 alone. Now, the central government has devised an ordinance that the RBI will be given more powers to mount such rescue missions. To find out more about this ordinance, I have Money Control's Preeti Kulkarni with me. Hi Preeti, welcome to the show.
Thanks Keetna.
Preeti, can you describe what this ordinance is about and what does this mean for depositors?
Well, yes Keetna, this is a very important ordinance. In fact, it was first mentioned in the Union Budget 2020. So what this ordinance will do is that it will give central bank, that is the RBI, more teeth to regulate over close to 1,500 urban cooperative banks and 58 multi-state cooperative banks. So RBI's powers that are applicable in case of scheduled commercial banks, banks like HDFC Bank, SBI, ICICI Bank and so on, scheduled commercial banks will now be extended to cooperative banks also. So the one of the key causes of the PNC Bank crisis, like in case of other cooperative banks, is that of dual control. It is divided between the RBI and state registrars of cooperative societies. Now, these are under the purview of states and therefore they are tinged with political color. Now, the scrutiny that cooperative banks face will be much tighter. Dubious lending practices will be under a stricter scanner. That will hopefully reduce bad loans that can put depositors' savings at risk eventually.
Okay, but does this mean that there will never be a PNC type crisis again and it will be all prevented in the future?
That is the hope. So RBI now has additional powers to inspect and take action as soon as it smells financial stress in cooperative banks. And then it can prevent further deterioration of the financial position. And banks should hopefully be safer. Cooperative banks will be safer going forward.
Okay. Can the RBI move swiftly, like in the case of how it acted in Yes Bank? Will it be similar to that, like for other cooperative banks from now on?
Yes, that is the most important change that we are probably going to see. Now, RBI, as you know, has the track record of not letting scheduled commercial banks fail, something that was reinforced when it put in place a reconstruction plan to rescue Yes Bank in March. Now, since this ordinance specifically allows the RBI to draft a reconstruction or amalgamation of cooperative banks without imposing a moratorium, customers can hope for simpler resolution without having to face any restrictions on withdrawals in the interim. But I would like to add a word of caution here. It's not that this is like a foolproof antidote for cooperative banks' troubles. Consumer activists have pointed out that RBI has always exercised some kind of control over cooperative banks, and yet the discrepancies in PNC Bank books escaped its attention. The RBI itself has admitted that in an affidavit. So as we were discussing, it's not like a perfect solution, but things should get better. It should give more confidence to cooperative bank customers, certainly depositors.
Okay. Hopefully all these measures will take place and the depositors' money will be safe. But what is that depositors can do to ensure that their money is safe?
Well, Keetna, they have to be alert to any signs of trouble with their banks. You should not choose a bank merely because its branch is conveniently located in your neighborhood, or you have relatives employed over there, or you have your community members employed over there. It's a community-run bank. These should not be the reasons to choose a bank, or for that matter, simply because it offers higher rates of interest compared to bigger and more reputed banks. So, you know, it's always best to exercise caution. Always choose safety over extra returns that these banks' deposits offer.
Preeti, you mentioned that depositors need to be alert about certain news about the bank. What kind of news should they look out for?
See, even laypersons can keep track of negative news surrounding their banks. For example, Yes Bank's high NPAs and alleged underreporting of stressed assets were in the news much before the RBI rescue action in March. There was a constant flow of negative news around the promoters and the management as well. The central bank in 2018 had cut short Rana Kapoor's tenure. Of course, depositors were caught completely unaware. In fact, even the RBI later said that the bank had concealed loan records and kept central bank in the dark. Now that the RBI is equipped with additional powers, we can hope that cooperative banks too will be better governed and we will see fewer PMC bank-like disasters in future.
Okay. Thanks so much, Preeti, for all these details.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ketana. Thank you so much.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Simply Save. If you have any other suggestions or feedback, you can write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.